Well, I'll have to run this by the station manager, of course, Lucius, but barring any unforeseen circumstances, I believe the internship will be yours.
That would be wonderful. But just meeting the preeminent radio psychologist of this era has been a most thrilling experience.
Well. So, Ross, what do you think?
I think he's a pretentious, arrogant toady.
I love him, too. Just think of it, Ross. A triple major at Harvard University. Why, he even plays the shamisen. Oh, come on, Ross, the shamisen. It's a Japanese guitar-like instrument whose strings are plucked with a spatula.
I can hardly wait for the intern talent show.
Oh, I'm so excited, Roz. At last, I'll have a superior mind I can mold.
Speaking of mold, what is he doing here? Are you still tutoring him?
Oh, God forbid. Kirby.
Hey, Dr. Crane.
Hello.
Hello, Roz.
Hi, Kirby.
What have you been doing since I took you to my prom?
Mostly showering.
So, what brings you here, Kirby?
I heard your radio station's looking for an intern.
Radio station's looking for an intern, you say?
I was hoping you could hook me up. Just think, Roz, with me working here, we'll be together like 24/7, 5 days a week.
Okay.
I was hoping you could go over my resume.
Oh, well, all right, Kirby. Although I must tell you that the station manager has final say in these matters.
I fudged a little bit on my job history.
So you never actually worked at NASA?
Or Burger King?
Oh, hey, Doc. Oh, is this one of the intern candidates?
Well...
Kenny Daly. I'm the station manager.
Pleased to meet you. So stoked to get this job.
Oh, I like that in the candidate, Doc. He looks hungry.
That's amazing, dude. Because I am kind of hungry.
There's a vending machine right out there. Yeah, I love this guy. It's a breath of fresh air. Not like all these Ivy League snobs you've been prancing around all day.
You're not really thinking of hiring Kirby,
no,
are you?
Of course not, Roz. I've got my heart set on Lucius.
Me too. He plays the shamisen.
It's all right. Kirby, listen, I'm terribly sorry about what just happened.
What?
You see, whenever Kenny sends someone out to the candy machine, it's a signal that that person won't be around anymore. We call it the Hershey's kiss-off.
I really want to get this job so I can move in with Scoogie and Fat Tyler. You know, live like an adult for once in my life.
Yes, well, I am terribly sorry.
It's not your fault. You did everything you could, right?
Well, yes, I tell you what, I will keep my ears open for any opportunities, all right?
That'll be great, Dr. Crane. Something in law enforcement will be awesome.
Yes, well, that shouldn't be too difficult considering you were trained by the FBO.
Leave it, old man.
It's bugging me. I do not have high blood pressure, and it looks ridiculous.
I think it looks handsome. Like those armbands gladiators wore, only inflatable.
Hey,
oh, yeah. Say, how was the doctor's?
It stunk.
Mr. Crane's pressure read a little high, so Dr. Stewart insisted he wear this monitor for 48 hours.
My, that's troubling.
Oh, don't worry. It's just a precaution. It takes his pressure at random intervals and sends the information right to a computer in the doctor's office. It's very clever.
It's not clever. It's an invasion of my privacy. Plus, they got me on that damn heart smart diet. 2 days of salt and fat, gone. You don't get that back.
Well, stay calm or you'll be on it forever.
Well, how can I stay calm? Just sitting here expecting this thing to go off any second. I'm afraid to move. It's like I'm a prisoner. You know, that's just like doctors, isn't it? They're always finding some new way to torture you. Well, maybe I want my blood pressure high. Do you ever think about that? I mean, what... There it goes. You sneaky bastard.
Dad, you know, here's a suggestion, if I may. The next time you feel yourself getting annoyed,
Take a deep breath. And then picture your anger as a red balloon drifting higher and higher above the clouds till it disappeared.
And that'll get me back on nachos.
Well, I better get ready for work.
Right.
Daph, did you get my shirt back from the cleaners?
It's in your room. I laundered it myself. There's no sense paying for dry cleaning a work shirt.
Well, yes, there is. I told you, they make us buy them ourselves. And they cost a lot of money, you know? Then I have to go all the way down to the uniform supply house, and you can't park there because of all the construction that's going. No, 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 wait, wait, wait. Get it over here!
Oh, you have some messages, Dr. Crane. A Kirby called at 4 o'clock, then again at 4:20 and 4:45. It was upsetting your father, so I turned the ringer off after that.
Oh, dear. I promised him I'd help him find a job. But there's so few for which he's qualified. And with the proliferation of self-serve gas stations, I'm afraid that narrows the field even further.
Why is it your responsibility to help him?
Well, truth is, I really didn't do all I could to help him get a job at the radio station. Poor Kirby. You know, maybe I should just turn the ringer back on. Maybe after dinner. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Daphne.
I'll get my things. I'll be just a minute.
Oh, care for a quick sherry before you go?
Well, thank you.
So,
how was your weekend?
Fine, and yours?
Good. You know, something curious did happen, though. I was in the cheese shop, and I ran into Reynolds. He told me that he saw several bottles of Chateau Brion 61 at your place. I wasn't aware that you had the Brion 61.
Really, didn't I tell you? I stumbled across Case.
Really? That's wonderful news, Niles. It's virtually unattainable. So how much do I owe you for my half?
That's very funny. Reynolds made that same joke.
Niles, we had a deal. Whenever I found a case of rare wine, I've offered you half.
I understood our deal only applied to vintages post-1965.
That wasn't part of the agreement.
Well, I'll have to reread it.
It was oral.
Oh, pity.
This is outrageous. I can't believe you're cutting me out like this.
I'm sorry. I try to be an ethical person, but wine is my weakness, and this is really too good to share.
I see.
I will find a way to make it up to you.
Why don't you just sell me my half?
I said I'll find a way to make it up to you. No, you have my word.
Really? Your oral agreements aren't worth the air into which they are uttered.
Are we ready to go?
Yeah. Look, Daphne, I was thinking, rather than go to another boring movie, why don't we go back to my place and kick off our shoes and rearrange my library?
Are you still doing that? You said you'd be finished by now.
Yes, he says a lot of things.
It's a bigger project than I'd anticipated.
Can't you hire someone to help you?
Or let someone else touch my books? Where will I find someone with your unimpeachable fastidiousness?
Fastidious, you say? Mm-hmm. You know, Niles, I believe I know just the lad that can help you. Kirby Gardner.
Isn't he that boy who's been calling here all afternoon?
Yes, yes, he's very persistent. One of his many fine attributes. You know, I wanted to hire him myself, but there was nothing available for him at the station.
I don't know. My books are the one thing I'm fussy about.
Oh, please, Niles. It'll give us more time together.
No, if you put it that way. Wait. If I hire this protege of yours, will that make us even on the wine?
Niles, you are too crafty for me. All right, yes, very well. That will make us even. Have a good night, you two.
Thank you.
How's it going, Kirby? I hope you're not getting lost in the 17th. Kirby! Kirby!
Hey, Dr. Crane.
What are you doing? You're eating in my library. You're ruining my books.
Relax, bro. I'm wearing the gloves.
Kirby!
Come down here. No, no, bring your can. Sit down.
Kirby, this is completely unacceptable. I just cannot allow this.
Well, are you gonna fire me? What?
I know that you have good intentions, but I'm afraid... Excuse me. Hello. It's for you.
Can you find out who it is?
Who's calling, please? It's Christy Mulvihill.
Tell her I'll call her back.
He'll call you back. Kirby, your friend Christy, she's not related to William Mulvihill.
Yeah, it's her grandfather. So weird how all you old dudes all know each other.
Well, I don't actually know him, just know of him and his wine collection.
The wine collection? It's famous among the old dudes.
Legendary, except he's so reclusive. No one gets to see it. Fraser and I have tried everything but sealing ourselves in casks and rolling in.
Really? I go there a lot.
You've been to the Mulvihill Wine Cellar? Have you seen the bottle that was owned by Thomas Jefferson?
Well, I'm usually with Christy, so I'm looking at the jugs, not the bottles, if you know what I mean. Oh, hey, ew.
You know, it would be quite a thrill for a wine connoisseur like me to meet William Mulvihill. Do you think you could get me in?
I bet Christy could.
Well, let's just get her on the phone and ask her, shall we?
Well, I would, but if I were unemployed, I'd just be too depressed to talk to her.
Unemployed? What are you talking about? That was just a few harsh words spoken in a moment of haste. So the library isn't challenging enough for you. We'll find something more suited to your particular talents. Here's the phone. Oh, that'll be Fraser. Why don't you call from the kitchen?
Whoa! Do they all do that?
No, no!
Niles, I'll be right there.
Are you ready? Oh, dear. Is this Kirby's work?
Mm-hmm.
Niles, I owe you an apology.
No, no, I understand. I had it coming. We're even.
Let me help you clean up.
No, don't be silly. I will be through this in a trice. Just you scoot.
No, nonsense.
No.
Let me help you.
No, really,
please,
not. No.
Let me do what's the...
Oh, hi. Grampy Mulvihill says only one person can go into the wine cellar.
Grampy Mulvihill? As in William Mulvihill?
I told you. Old dudes. They all know each other.
I knew something was up. You weren't going to tell me about Mulvihill, were you?
I'm sorry. I have the Vafu.
Don't hand me that. That is just a flimsy excuse for your outrageous selfishness. And what's worse is you're actually using that boy.
Oh, well, you used him to get back at me.
As you said, it made us even.
Oh, I said that to get you out of here. Look at my library. I hope you're happy.
Well, I didn't think it would be this bad. I thought the boy could at least put a book on a shelf.
I can hear you fighting about me from down the hall. You're right, I don't deserve a job.
Kirby, that's not true.
It is. Forget it. I'm a hopeless screw-up, just like my priest said.
Kirby, wait.
What happened? What have we done?
Now, isn't it obvious, Niles? You've hurt his feelings. You know, I have a special relationship with Kirby. Maybe I'll just take him out to dinner. Smooth things over.
Well, I'm perfectly capable of making my own apologies. I'll take him out to dinner.
Well, you know, on second thought, I actually did say some rather hurtful things myself.
I think it's incumbent upon both of us to help repair his damaged self-esteem. Together.
Very well. We'll be two trained therapists working in tandem.
Yes, to repair the wounded innocent.
Yes, yes, that's very high-minded of you, no?
Oh, yes, you too, Fraser.
You know, this is an utterly altruistic act, isn't it?
As utterly as it gets.
I think we're all of the same mind.
Oh, I think so, too.
Where have you been? I'm starving.
Sorry, I was walking Eddie. Haven't even been to the market yet.
Oh, Daph, it's almost 6 o'clock. How many times do I have to...
Red blue.
It's all right.
Well, good for you. And I'll nip out to the market now.
Oh, don't bother. Let's just open a can of soup.
Well, I'm off.
Enjoy your dinner.
Thank you.
Took the batteries out of my remote.
Gosh, I'm sorry, Dad. I needed them for my foot spa.
And you had to take them out of the one thing I need batteries for in this house. God forbid your royal feet go without eucalyptus.
Dad?
That's all right. There's got to be some other way to switch the channels.
Bye. Well, Mr. Crane, I'll go and open that can of soup.
Oh, would you turn the game on?
Sports. Might be a bit too exciting. Why don't we just watch a nice, soothing movie?
Like what?
How about Message in a Bottle?
Oh, is that one of those movies that takes 45 minutes for anything to happen and then you're sorry it did?
If you don't like that, we could watch Tijillion on her 37th birthday.
You pick.
Yes.
Niles.
Well, imagine my surprise seeing the two of you here when the three of us have reservations for dinner at the Sir Gavaldon in half an hour.
Hi, Dr. Crane.
Hi.
Dr. Crane invited me here for a before-dinner cocoa.
Isn't that nice?
Fraser? May I have a word?
Yes, of course. Derby will be right back. All right, now, before you get started, I brought the boy here in order to ease him into this evening. I was afraid that the sight of the two of us might bring up some unpleasant memories.
I see. So this has nothing to do with you trying to get into Grampy Mulvihill's wine cellar instead of me.
The fact that you even said that speaks volumes about you. Now let's get back before the boy starts to think we're talking about him.
We're back now. Kirby, I just want to tell you how sorry I am for both Fraser and my behavior earlier.
It's no problem. I forgave you as soon as I got that DVD player you sent me.
Niles, may I see you for a moment?
DVD player.
Okay.
You caught me in a selfish moment. I was trying to assuage my guilt for the way I treated him. And you weren't trying to buy Kirby's loyalty so that you and you alone could benefit from your Mulvihill Hill connection, reviving your woefully flagging reputation in the wine community.
I categorically deny that.
So you did it just to burn me?
I deny that,
but not categorically.
Fraser. Do I have to remind you this is not about us, it's about Kirby, whom we've abandoned in order to have this petty spat?
We're back again. So, Kirby,
where were we? You were asking me about Grampy's wine cellar.
Fraser?
Not now, Niles.
Fine. We'll leave this till later, but... Kirby, I saw these and I thought of you.
No way. 13s. How'd you know my size?
Oh, well, I measured the footprint you left in donut powder on my floor, you rascal.
These are awesome. Aren't they, Dr. Crane?
Oh, yes, indeed they are, Kirby. You know, you're going to need some togs to go with them. I have an account at Bidwell's, but you say I call them tomorrow and set you up.
Wow, thanks. I never had togs before. You guys are so great. Well, you keep trying to build up my self-esteem and all. I wish there was some way I could take you both to the wine cellar. But I can't.
Pass, Fraser.
Do you believe the nerve of this boy pitting us against each other?
Well, we're not going to be manipulated like this.
No, we certainly aren't. All right, let's put a stop to it right now. All right, Kirby, I'm afraid your little game is up. And I want to tell you something else.
$100.
$200.
$300.
$500.
Kirby, have you ever been to Vegas?
He can't go to Vegas. He'll be too busy interning at the radio station.
No
way.
I got the job? Thank you, Dr. Crane. You just got yourself a wine tour.
And thank you, Kirby. Ha ha.
This is so awesome. And I promise I will not let you down. I'm going to soak up as much as I can from you. I'm going to be like your shadow. You and me, Dr. Crane. From now on, you know we should probably carpool to work.
Niles, can I see you for a moment?
No.
Is
Isn't this the most romantic thing you've ever seen?
If you say so.
There's no greater passion than that between a woman and a ghost.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, yeah? Really? I don't have to wear it anymore? That's great. Yeah, thanks, Dr. Stewart.
Who was that?
Dr. Stewart.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
I suppose you want me to put the game on, then.
Well, actually, he said there was a bit of a foul-up with the computer, and maybe I should wear it for a couple more hours.
Well, that's too bad. Do you want me to rewind?
If you're gonna keep talking.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Oh, my.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.